It's been another positive day for the Australian share market thanks to a bounce in commodities prices. The All Ords added 0.7%, as did the ASX 200 index. National Australia Bank traded without its dividend. Dulux's half-year result failed to impress investors. Santos led the energy sector higher, and BlueScope was the standout in the top 200 list. Spot gold prices are on the way up in the Asian session, and crude oil prices are at a six-month high. The Reserve Bank says it's debated whether or not to wait to cut interest rates, but the quarterly inflation numbers and a resilient Australian dollar pushed the board over the line this month. The RBA minutes show the board agreed the prospects for acceptable economic growth and inflation would be improved by cutting rates in May. The Reserve Bank surprised many when it cut interest rates this month to 1.75%. A number of economists are now betting the RBA will continue to cut the cash rate. The minutes, though, provide no new insight as to whether the RBA will move again. The Australian dollar has risen against the greenback after the release of the minutes. ANZ says a soft economy means 200 people who work for the bank in Australia will be made redundant. The bank says the move is in response to subdued economic conditions and low lending growth as it downsizes its business. The roles to be made redundant are mainly in Melbourne and are mostly managerial and back office positions. ANZ has also put a freeze on external hiring.